Last week, the DNR board okayed hearings on permanent rules for the wolf hunt. This year's hunt has been taking place under emergency rules passed in July. The proposed language for the permanent regulations spells out when dogs can be trained for the wolf hunt and says the dogs must wear a collar or tattoo that identifies its owner. DNR Land Administrator Kurt Thiede says the legislature ordered the DNR to have a proposal for permanent rules ready by this month. He says the rules are aimed at the safe use of dogs.
Currently, there are no provisions in place for training, so even if the judge's injunction would be lifted, those provisions currently don't exist. So this rule would go one step further than what's currently would be allowed.
But sending proposed permanent wolf hunt rules to public hearings before a state court has settled the issue of using dogs doesn't sit well with Jody Habish-Sinikin. She's one of the attorneys representing a coalition of humane societies and conservation organizations in the wolf hunt case.
I found the release of this permanent rule proposal quite curious because it's quite in the face of the court's rulings to date.
Habish-Sinikin says the proposed permanent rules still lack common sense restrictions needed to prevent unsafe interactions between individual wolves and dogs, as well as packs of the animals. She also says at this Thursday's state court hearing, the Humane Societies will note that the DNR has said it's very happy with how this year's wolf hunt has been going, even though dogs have been banned. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.